here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I found this place. Well, no, see what happened is I could hear running water, and yes. I thought someone left a tap on, and I thought we were going to get flooded, and I was running up and down these halls trying to find where the water sound was coming from, and I found this place.
Yes, and we found it a few weeks ago. We've been bantering back and forth off the air trying to figure out how can we actually get all the equipment down here just to get the whole room effect, because we're in the hydroponics room.
It's kind of a hydroponics room. It's kind of a greenhouse almost indoors.
Yeah, it's about the size of, it's not really large even though it sounds like it. It's about the size of like your 2 times the size of your average garage. I think that's the best way I can explain it. It has some high ceilings. There's a lot of concrete around, but there's all these plants on these shelves, and it's just all kind of fluorescent lights and
there's
everything.
There's a bunch of trees back there in the corner. Did you see the trees?
I didn't get there that
little dwarf apple trees.
Oh, okay.
And pear trees and peach trees.
I've been so busy setting up the equipment, I haven't really had a time to take a look around, but you've been up and down here for weeks.
It's full of food.
Well, I know
it's
that.
It's full of fresh food.
I know that, but it's hard to get the equipment down here. And it's rather damp and sticky in here, too, so we don't want to keep the equipment around too long.
Fine.
Anyway, on the show this week, we profile Mr. Magoo. And you'll find out a little more about Mr. Magoo a little later on.
I like Mr. Magoo.
Yes, and the chicken dance, and why will you want to play that? And we're starting off the show this week, though, with the Hillbillies.
Are they the Beverly Hillbillies?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
Other Hillbillies.
Yes, we've got Jada coming up shortly, but we're starting off with I Found a New Baby, right here on
It's Your Weekly Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird that we call Cheese Please.
Thank you.
These kids are doing it. Those kids are doing it. And now they're asking you to do it. You have to make a choice. What do you say?
What do you think we should do, Tommy?
Gee, Mom and Dad have taught us. Cheese.
She had a pair of DVDs. She wore them, she tore them, she tore them down below her knees. She wore them in the summer and she wore them in the fall. Sometimes she didn't even wear them at all. She had a pair of DVDs. She had a pair of DVDs. She wore them, she tore them, she tore them down below her knees. She wore them in the summer and she wore them in the fall. Sometimes she didn't even wear them at all. She had a pair of DVDs.
How are they dirty?
She had a pair of DVDs.
Keith, please, with the Hillbillies, which seems like a Dixieland band, and Jahada.
Shehada.
Jahada.
I think you were pronouncing it, they were making the J kind of a sh sound.
Yeah, something like that.
Kind of like Jose.
Yes.
Hada.
Yes. And what are those BVDs, Daffodil?
BVDs are men's underwear.
Okay.
Kind of like boxer shorts, and actually originally...
Yes.
BVDs were a brand of men's underwear noted for having front buttons and a back flap.
Oh, okay.
So I can understand why they'd be hanging down around her knees.
Oh, well, nothing really controversial there.
Not super controversial, no.
And before that, the Hillbillies doing I Found a New Baby, starting off the show this week. My name is Snarfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
And we're live here, recorded live here in the hydroponics unit in the bunker. I think it was like a couple floors down. I forget. I was handling all the equipment, and I almost fell on the stairs actually bringing it down. It was a little tricky. Little nerve-wracking.
Why did you use the stairs?
Because the elevator was broken.
There's another kind of like a freight thing that you crank. It's kind of like a dumbwaiter. You could bring stuff up and down. That's how I bring the food up from down here.
Now
we could have put the gear in it and cranked it down.
Now you tell me.
Well, now you know for next time.
It was a little tricky. It was a little hair-raising, too. I mean, those stairs are kind of narrow, and it's rather high.
Very steep.
Very steep, too. But nevertheless, we got down here. We're in the hydroponics unit here, and Daffodil wanted to do this. It's been a while, but I think I'm beginning to like this, the little heat in here and the moisture.
It's warm and it's a little damp, but it's a nice damp. It gets right into your bones. If you're cold, it's nice down here.
It's not like a sauna.
No.
It's not that hot.
Because then all of the food would die.
Yes, yes.
We don't want the food to die.
No. We need the food, yes. And we're profiling this week Mr. Magoo, as played by Jim Backus in cartoon form. And you have a little bit of information on it.
Yes, Mr. Magoo, whose first names were J. Quincy, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Was first created in 1949.
1949.
Really?
Wow.
Mr. Magoo is a wealthy, short-statured retiree who gets into a series of comical situations as a result of his extreme nearsightedness.
Yes, he can't see.
Compounded by his stubborn refusal to admit the problem. But he has this uncanny streak of luck, so anytime he gets into a bad situation, it always seems to work out for him.
Okay.
Believe it or not,
yes,
Magoo episodes were nominated for the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film.
Oh.
4 times.
Wow.
And 2 of them won. When Magoo Flew.
Wow.
And Magoo's Puddle Jumper.
Cool. Well, in the late 1950s, apparently, there was an album put out because of the success of Mr. Magoo called Magoo in Hi-Fi. So we're going to play a couple cuts off it. We got Portrait of Mr. Magoo shortly, but we're starting off with, well, something appropriate. The Magoo opening. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Magoo is building a hi-fi set on the Super Heterodyne. And away we go on the hi-fi, your Wi-Fi, your hi-fi, your Wi-Fi. Dope, electronics today. Oh, read the instructions. Oh, sharp-eyed Magoo, with a fine print. Let's see now. Plug preamp jack into amplifier input. Hang down, you don't. Oh, hand me the screwdriver, Waldo, you dear boy.
That's all right.
Amplifier connect to speaker.
Say on.
Quiet, Waldo. Why, the boy needs help. He's not well. Turntable connects to...
But on.
Don't disturb me, Waldo. That boy's been alone too much. Oh, a child could build this do-it-yourself hi-fi set. Let's see now. Put record on turntable and turn power switch. Oh, there's so much service noise. I can't hear the music. What orchestra is this?
I'm trying to tell you, Unc. You plugged in the washing machine.
Oh, great balls of fire. So I have rippling rhythm, non-detergent jazz. Cool, man, cool. Well, now let's see. If I turn these wires around... Oh, blasted washing machine. What's the matter now? Well, I'll stick my head in and... It looks all right to me. Maybe this wire. Oh! Ow!
Your nose is lighting up, Unc. It must be the wrong wire. Try this one. You're wrong. That's corny.
Waldo, you poor boy. No appreciation of the finer things.
You're confused. You don't.
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese!
Waldo, listen to that frequency response.
Sure, Unc.
Yes. This was composed for me by Sir Adrian Boggs. Called it Portrait of Mr. Magoo. Good sort, Sir Adrian. Rare discrimination. An idiot, but a true artist. Music like this these days. Just like Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart. You can't beat old Johann Ludwig and Wolfgang. Oh, those three, I tell you. The sound of a military brass band. Dude Dopo T. By George, that's music. Oomph, oomph, oomph of the mighty tuba. Love that overweight sound.
With Mr. Magoo, Portrait of Mr. Magoo with Jim Backus. That's Dennis Farnan in orchestra on that. And before that, the Magoo opening. Again, Jim Backus with Dennis Farnan in orchestra and a little bit of Dawes Butler in there as Waldo, I think.
Yes.
He sounds like Yogi Bear, sort of.
Hey, boo.
1957, that record came out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That was the height of the whole stereo hi-fi philosophy. And everyone was running out and being really obsessive with their stereophonic sound and mono and all that stuff.
Yes.
Long before the smartphones and anyone else who just plugs in and hits the button on the smartphone for the music. You actually had to work to get music right back then.
Yes, you did.
My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And, well, if you haven't figured it out, we're not in the bunker we normally are.
We're in the same bunker. We're just in a different room.
Well, yes, yes, yes. We're not in the same room as the bunker.
And we're in some kind of a hydroponic slash greenhouse slash there's all kinds of food growing down here.
I know. There's lots of water, so we can't stay here too much because we don't want to get dampness into the equipment. But Daffodil's been bugging me for weeks to come down here, so we finally did. That's all I get to say. You want to actually go get me a apple or something I can bite into because I haven't had a chance to.
I'll go get you an apple. One sec.
Okay.
Way back here at the back of this room, there's a whole bunch of trees
and there's a nice red apple.
How about green apple?
No, you don't want a green apple. That'll make your belly sick.
Oh, really? Well,
let me just cut this one in half.
I'm so used to you actually giving me food that I'm never down here.
There. There's your half.
Okay, thank you.
But try it. It's so fresh. Apple right off the tree.
I don't normally eat it like this. I don't know what I'm... You gotta peel the skin off it, Daffodil. Come on.
I'm not peeling your apple. Just eat it.
I'm so used to you doing this. Okay. You're making me embarrassed, so I'll have to do this then. Okay.
Now, see how good that is?
Yeah, juicy, too.
Very juicy.
Wow.
All right, we need to do our thing here. We can eat while the music plays.
I know that, but it's hard for me to say much of anything at this point.
Because now your mouth is watering. Ha ha ha.
No, you should good.
All right, so just push the button then.
Let's just push the button, shall we?
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
No one needs to hear me chewing in their ear on the radio.
Exactly, exactly.
I get that clear. Okay. We've got Gaston and Purcell doing the chicken dance. Right here on?
Cheese, please.
Please, Gaston and Purcell.
I'm all out of breath.
Kick and dance, also known as the bird dance, depending on who you talk to.
They play it at all the weddings.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. This does not strike me as a wedding song.
But
they play it at all the weddings.
That's a different version of the chicken dance.
That's okay. I like it. But I'm all out of breath from dancing.
Yeah, and you've been pulling down more apples.
Yes, and I also picked some tomatoes.
Yes.
And I picked some string beans. I know you don't like string beans, but I picked them anyway because I like string beans.
You started a bad habit. You realize that, right?
Which habit?
Well, I'm going to come down here more often now that I know it's here and I can actually eat an apple without peeling it.
Everyone in the world eats apples without peeling them, you know.
I just don't like it. But I just tried it now. It's like, oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was.
Wait till you try them dipped in caramel sauce.
Oh, yeah. There's an idea. But we'll also explore some of the other rooms on the bunker, or in the bunker, that since we know we have a dumbwaiter now, and I didn't realize that.
Don't get in the dumbwaiter. Nothing. You can't put yourself in there and move yourself between floors. That's not a good plan.
No, but I thought, where is this dumbwaiter? I missed it.
Over in that corner.
What? Oh, no wonder I can't see it. It's piled up by boxes.
Yeah, it's kind of behind a couple of boxes in this room.
Oh.
But it goes... And there's three or four of them in different corners of the building. So.
Oh, okay. I can't see it here, but maybe I'll have to trace it.
And a couple of elevators. There's a freight elevator as well as a people elevator.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, but you have to, if you want to use the people elevator, you have to go down to the generator room and turn that generator on.
Well, that's why I didn't bother. I think I remember seeing it there, but I hit the button. It didn't work.
Exactly.
And there's one thing I realize we don't have here in this room, though.
What's that?
We don't have the pneumatic tube system.
Ha ha ha, you're right.
Oh,
it doesn't come to this room.
I found this.
You found your jar.
I found a jar here.
It was in one of the boxes.
Okay, there. There, I opened the jar. Okay.
What's in the jar? Quick.
The piece of paper that says, "These boots are making for walking by Mrs. Miller." I'm playing. Next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. There will be more shenanigans and we will be somewhere else.
You never know. Goodbye.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthin'. You keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep samin' when you ought to be a changin'. What's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. Are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, and Waddy knows you ain't got time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. All right, boots, start walking. That's it, boots. You just keep right on walking.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.